Welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. I'm an editorial and travel photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I've been working for myself for over 25 years now, and I make this podcast to explore ideas and my thoughts that don't fit on my blog or on the YouTube channel. Today I want to talk about photography in terms of reality, art, politics, and Susan Sontag. Sontag assassinates the idea of photography as documentary. It can never be anything but she describes every angle from which photography is manipulative, deceptive, opportunistic, and misleading. She writes about the selective nature of what we photograph and the deeper problem of exactly who is taking the photos anyway. The attempts through history to create a whole narrative from disjointed fragments of images and alter the context of those images in pursuit of an agenda. The illusion between authenticity granted by a preserved photo and the weight of importance granted to those images, even though the original context has been stripped away and replaced with something more convenient. Sontag talks of the dirty deal between art and truth, and how we often conflate one for the other. It's not that photography is inherently dishonest, but in our world, everything is political, and the very act of pretending otherwise, it's one of the most egregiously political acts you can commit. Reality is an exotic prize to be tracked down and captured. Susan Sontag was a writer and critic born in the 1930s and passed away over two decades now. She was gifted with the ability to observe what other people overlooked and the talent to explain her ideas in words. In 1977, she published a book of essays called On Photography, and I highly recommend reading this, although it is heavy going in parts and mostly it's just a lot to take in. I have been consuming this in small doses, but coming back to it again and again, because a good book will always be ready for you, waiting for the right moment. Susan Sontag's words predate social media. They highlight that photography has been manipulated and manipulative for a very long time, even without help from Zuckerberg and his friends. I will barely touch the surface of what she wrote, but I want to share some of what has inspired me to think deeper about what we photograph and why. Photographs are inexhaustible invitations to deduction, speculation, and fantasy. The photographer only gets to create the photo. They do not have the final say in how other people respond to it. An audience may see that image in ways that the photographer did not intend. With my photography, I want to not only reveal a part of the story, but enough enticement to draw the audience inwards in search of what lies beneath the pixels. Sometimes this means allowing room for the viewer to construct their own explanation, a unique and personal one. Sometimes a photo can offer more questions than answers. that photographs are often praised for their candor, their honesty, indicates that most photographs, of course, are not candid. Most of us think of photography as being somehow honest and genuine, as if the photo can be a source of evidence. And I don't see photography like that at all. Every photo is a combination of many choices, and in recognizing those choices, we see the intention of the photographer. The photo is a message, not a moment. We choose which stories we want to tell.
We'll go to the park.
The first known technology for retouching photos astounded crowds in 1855. That the camera could lie made getting photographed much more popular. When we want to say that someone is beautiful, we say things like, they would look good in a photo. And the great hesitation of being photographed ourselves is not because of some ancient belief that our soul will be stolen, but the modern anxiety that we won't look pretty in the image.
So,
a photograph is only a fragment, and with the passage of time, its moorings come unstuck. Ironically, time devalues the photograph itself. The context and comprehension of that moment can get lost over time. The very cultural understanding that has been embellished by a photo can end up missing in future generations. And in that absence, the contents of a photo becomes a mystery. Some mysteries are given a second glance, but most are simply ignored in favor of the more familiar. The human brain is most comforted when things are fully explained, even if the explanation is wrong. Let's take a moment to think about how photography has marked the progress of black rights in America. What does it mean to see a photo of a black woman being arrested in 1950? How many people in her day would have called her a criminal? You look back at those same images today, and it's the police who we recognize as the criminals. Things change. Our ability to interpret the scene changes. Every time we become an observer to an image, we have a chance to see it differently. The camera's rendering of reality must always hide more than it discloses. Sontag is big on the idea that photography takes a piece of the world and instantly turns it into the past. She calls it instant antiques. We think of photography as preserving the moment, but in many instances, it denies the present that we are living in now. The photo can take on more meaning and substance than the moment itself ever could. The photo becomes a definitive record of the event, a lasting rendition that is more real than reality itself. We often fail to recognize a photo as being incomplete. We do not see what we do not see, and there will always be a process of selection that takes place before an image is presented to us. Sontag might argue that photography makes a claim to be true, a claim that the art of painting, say, could never attempt. A fake painting will falsify the history of art. A fake photo will falsify the history of mankind. Photography can make a moment more real, can make the trivial seem immense. We tell and retell that moment in pictures as often as is required to lock it into our memories. Shared from person to person, a single moment becomes a shared moment. A private moment becomes public. Photographers have a tendency of trying to collect pieces of the world instead of first trying to understand it. The better you understand your subject, the better you can find ways to express them in a photo. Does that make photography a process of documentary or art? And it's a trick question, of course, because everything is art. It is always art. Once you let go of photography as the pursuit of documentary, and embrace the camera as a tool of art, as a tool of expression, you are free to be creative on your own terms. You are free to pick sides and tell the story that you want to tell. And that's what makes one photo more compelling than another. The extent to which the photo expresses a point of view. Is the photographer themselves revealed within the image, or are they hiding all traces of themselves, trying to pretend that they are neutral? Never be afraid to take sides. The camera is useless until you give it purpose. Thanks for joining me today. I really love when my listeners reach out and drop me an email or say hello. Please let me know if you're out there somewhere. I have a monthly zine that you can enjoy on my website. There's no tracking, there's no sign up. You just click on the PDF and enjoy it. Plus my YouTube channel as well. And of course, I run a few workshops and tours in the Himalayas, the Arctic and Australia each year. You can find all these things on my website at ewanbell.com. Have a great day.